You may be seated. At our house last year, we watched online the Osprey Cam at Boulder County Fairgrounds, Colorado. This Osprey couple, together for years, updating their nest, and then one at a time, eggs appeared. We watched as the eggs hatched one by one. Chicks were fed, grew, fledged. And at season's end, everyone flew away to Central or South America. For the winter, they were gone. And the parents return year after year. Now, what with family and Hurricane Michael, that nightmare, I forgot about the Ospreys until this past week when an old Navy buddy put me back in touch with them. And it's the same parents because, you see, Ospreys mate for life. They spend the mating season together. When they fly away, though, for the summer, they fly away separately. And during their migration and winter south, they're not together at all. But they do return to the nest each year for mating and chick raising. And having forgotten all about them, I missed the egg stage. But last week, I watched three hatchlings, the father bringing trout from the adjacent creek. And if you look at the cams, and there are two cams, one of them shines right across the nest, and you see the creek right behind, and that's where he fishes. And the father brought a trout, and the mother tearing the fish apart bite by bite and feeding her babies. But then Wednesday morning, as I watched the father fly up with a fish, the mother rise from covering the chicks, keeping them warm. Two chicks stretched out open-mouthed as the third one lay still, unmoving. And I found out that Tuesday there had been rain and snow, and this little guy, who was the oldest and the biggest and the most developed by several days, had crawled up and gotten caught in a little snowbank on the nest between two covers of snow and caught chill and died. Thursday morning, I watched as the mother sat warming her chicks and the father arrived with another whole fish, and the mother began ripping at it and feeding the two who are bigger day by day, growing almost as we watch from the Osprey cam. And Thursday, later in the day, the mother pulled the little dead bird away from the others, finally picked it up, and flew away, later returning alone. That camera's alive. It's a live cam. And though missing that final action, I did not see it until later, a video that someone had posted as the mother Osprey took care of her little dead chick. And I thought about it as I did my sermon preparation for this morning, life and death and life in the Osprey nest, and then life itself, Jesus saving a boy from death, Jesus healing the invalid at the pool by the sheep gate, and this violence of life and death in Revelation. But these Osprey, Jesus said God cares for every sparrow. Does God really? I guess God does. He cares for the sparrow, cares for every Osprey, cares for you and me, cares for those we love, grieves with us when a loved one dies. The movie, a bit back, All Dogs Go to Heaven. It's about kindness and friendship and love. And is it true? What about our somewhat arrogant, I think, faith conviction that all animals, of all animals, not even other primates, only humans, have souls? That ospreys and sparrows do not, nor the household pets that we love and care for, dogs and cats, goldfish, canaries and snakes, huge spiders, rats, mice, the terrified mice we feed live to pet snakes, Kyrie eleison, crickets we feed to pet tarantulas. All animals have being and consciousness, awareness, or at least instinct. All animals, including us humans in our image of God, with self-awareness that we know because scientists have told us so, animal specialists, this self-awareness that we share with a few other primates, and our human consciousness of death, our grieving, and our hope for something beyond death that means, as our theology holds, that the burial of the dead is an Easter lily liturgy, that at death life is changed, not ended, that because Jesus was raised, we also shall be raised, and our burial life is prayer. Give courage and faith to those who are bereaved, that we may have strength to meet the days ahead in the comfort of a reasonable and holy hope and the joyful expectation of eternal life with those we love. Watching death in its ritual or closure at the osprey nest brings all these thoughts to the surface as I watch the mother bird carry her dead chick away. And I sense caring in her that seems more than just instinct. Does that osprey mother care lovingly? Does our God care for life and death in the bird's nest as we believe God cares for our own living and dying? And if we say yes or no, as if we're certain, do we fashion a God who suits our notion of God? Who or what is God? A question that my theology professor at seminary constantly asked us. Who or what is God? What do you think? Is God Yahweh, I am, Eye, Asher, Eye, I will be what I will be, as God told Moses at the burning bush? Or is God who and what we say and believe God is? Do we fashion God in our image as an enraged Patmos John does so furiously throughout the book of Revelation? Or are we created in God's image per Genesis 1? I'm not asking for answers because the church doctrine is settled, but I'm contemplating our self-centered and self-certain human nature. Recently in our adult Sunday school class, I was asked what I believe happens when we die. What happens to us when we die? And taken by surprise, I did not answer, and I apologize for my hesitation, but I'm going to answer this morning. And I say it's a matter of faith, where faith is the opposite of certainty, and I am certain of almost nothing, especially like my namesake, Doubting Thomas, that which I have not seen for myself. And besides, Jesus said, not even the Son, but only the Father knows the hour and the day and the times. 8 years ago, after dealing with it alone myself for 3 or 4 years, I had a cardiac event. And local medical professionals diagnosed me inoperable with 2 to 5 months to live. Most everybody here knows that. But operated anyway, I got through it with open heart surgery and a valve replacement and another valve repair and several bypass grafts, and that changed everything for me. But that first grim prognosis, when I got that, I thought, well, why not? Why not me? I'm a priest. I've been through this many times with many people. Now it's my turn, and it's going to be interesting, and I'm not afraid. So I'm going to enjoy it. It'll be the essence of human self-awareness, knowing, watching, observing, recording by journal, my own dying. And the closest I came, as far as I can tell, was on the operating table at Cleveland Clinic. When at stage 3 surgical anesthesia, I descended into dreamless, timeless non-existence, not sleep, not darkness, but the absence that I think St. Paul means when he says that when we die, we sleep in Christ until the bugle sounds at the resurrection and Jesus returns to judge the living and the dead. St. Paul does not know. He's writing on faith, and we, the church, have taken up St. Paul's faith as our own. And to the question of what I believe happens to us, my answer is that I'm easy between the faith of Paul asleep in Jesus and the faith that Jesus on cross shares with the man beside him on the next cross when he promises, "Today you will be with me in paradise." It's indefinite and it's uncertain, and there's tension between now and whenever, because that's what faith is. Hebrews 11:1, faith is confidence in what we hope for, not certainty. Faith is confidence in what we hope for, the assurance of what we do not see. So my answer to that Sunday school question is, again, that I'm easy. It'll be whatever God says. 8 years ago, I missed it. I missed knowing by a narrow window of time, and I'm easy with faith for now. Faith, again, the opposite of certainty, being hope, with room for doubting. Thomas to come to supper. Now back to the osprey nest. The mother bird took her little one away to do whatever she did out of the public eye, and we don't know. Where in all of it was God, who loves every sparrow? It's a matter of faith. And I believe and believed and perceived as I watched that God was there. But as for knowledge, you know as well as I do.